But the story they say about Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz was he would take the taxi to Shaar Torah with all his luggage, put it in the hallway, go straight to the Beis Medrash, and at night he'd go home for supper, bring his suitcase and go home. Can you imagine that, sir? You flew back from Eretz Yisrael, from Ben Azmano, you go directly to the Beis Medrash, and at night you come home to visit your parents. Like, that's a mindset of like a super, super master. Yeah. So, but that's not what we're talking about today. So what I want to talk about is Ben Azmanim. I think I'm entitling this VOD, My Ben Azmanim Plan. And Ben Azmanim is, you know, especially this Ben Azmanim is a big Ben Azmanim, it's an important Ben Azmanim. You know, everyone could use a break. It's a nice size break, good few weeks. You know, when you get a Sukkot Ben Azmanim, it's just after an Elul. Now it's after already, you know, most of the year under our belts, whatever brand we have. And Lemaisa, everyone can use a break. At the same time, hopefully guys realize at this point that learning is an essential part of their lives. And even if we're on Ben Azmanim, there still should be a schedule, there should be an ideal of learning. One of the most beautiful things you see from a lot of these Bachurim who come back from Eretz Yisrael is they come and they spend time in yeshiva, whether it's davening shachris, having a seder after, all these things you see. And just because we stayed in town doesn't mean we should have any less asmada. And people should have things to do, Ben Azmanim, and sedarim and learning, and we'll talk about. So today's VOD is going to try to crystallize, I hope, a solid hashkafa of what should your Ben Azmanim plan look like. Now, Lemaisa, I have over here two different Ben Azmanim programs, both advertised, offered in the yeshiva. I wasn't able to pull down the Gedolim picture one, all their rules. You know, each one of them I was reading today with one of the guys, I was like trying to bring Ma'ayin, what does he mean, this? You know, I wonder if I get learning credit just for going through all the hilchos, you know, halachos of this learning program. You know, and you could have stiras between different, he steers me day, stiras between different, you know, Azmanim programs, right? Tosas asked my kasha, okay, bird. Yes. But I would like to say today that on the one hand, of course it's important, you know, to learn over Ben Azmanim, but I definitely do think that it's shaykh to do the wrong thing.
Nice.
And the wrong thing does not only include a guy who doesn't learn at all over Ben Azmanim. Like L'chara, Pashab Shat. You know, I actually remember Yaakov Moshe Katz from the mirror talking about this. Could there be a guy that needs so much of a break at this? Like clearing. But look, L'chara, everybody here should have some degree of Siddharim over Ben Azmanim. And if a person fails to do that, okay, it could be a mistake. But equally important is sometimes people make mistakes the other way. They learn too much. They learn things they shouldn't be learning. And that itself is unhealthy. We believe everything in life is a balance. And if a person ends up doing something which is not tailor-made for him, you have to know, is a yatsa scharo befsedo. Yes, you got the $50 Amazon card, but maybe it wasn't worth your menuchas nefesh of your Ben Azmanim. I have to have another gadol picture. Okay? You know, there are other ways to get gadol pictures other than Ben Azmanim raffles. It's a certain thing. I remember as a kid, Baruch Hashem, I was zochet to get lots of things over Ben Azmanim. You know, when I opened up my Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, my Kovas Aris every year in Yevamos, or my Nachlas David here on Baba Kama, I remember I won it in the Sifta, and I asked one of the few base medrash guys I had shaychas to, Rabbi Yitzi Worm, what sefer should I get each year? He always had a great idea of what sfarim to get for Ben Azmanim programs. Amazing. But Lemaisa, sometimes people can make mistakes in doing too much or the wrong thing over Ben Azmanim. Let me explain. I just saw a beautiful vart on the Haggadah. Right? The Haggadah says, Afil kolana chachamim, kolana nevonim, kolana yodam esatara, nitzolim el sapi tzis mitzrayim, chamabrin el sapi tzis mitzrayim, raizim meshubach. Right? Even if we're chachamim, nevonim, there's a mitzvah on us to speak about Yitzis Mitzrayim. Frek Ramathisyol Solomon, in his beautiful Haggadah, beautiful Chafetz Chaim question. What's the Havamina? Because you know about Yitzis Mitzrayim, you would have a Havamina to think you're Potter. The Baal Haggadah has to come and teach you that you're Chayiv. By any other mitzvah do we think, you know what? I know this already. I've done this already. Yeah, I'm Potter. What are you talking about? Of course there's a Chiv. Why does the Baal Haggadah have to spell out Afilu kolana chachamim, kolana nevonim, kolana yodam esatara, avo pikein, there's a mitzvah, esapi b'tzis b'tzrayim. Azai frek, the matzijol salmin, shlita, shabru fushlim. Matzijol chayim ben atol. So what's pshat? Zakt Rav Matisyol, is somebody who's tremendous madrich for Talmidim, but he also probably has that as a schus because he's a Talmud himself. When you're a Talmud, that gives you a schus to be a good Rebbe too. Rav Matisyol was a Talmud of Elia Lapian, tremendous Baal Musar. Rav Elia said, you know what Pshat in the Haggadah is? The Havamina would be, look, I know Yitzis Mitzrayim. I know the Haggadah. I know Ikrei Emunah. That's part of me. So you know what? You want me to have a Seder on Pesach night? Well, Hakaseba. We'll go through the Briskerov's Torah. We'll hak the Lumdis of Psachim. That we should do. Go over the basic Haggadah. Okay, you know. As Rabbi Palgan famously said in one of the Shmuzim this year, you know, that's for our scholars, you know, those schmoozing, a little posh it. We're doing, you know, I'm a hecher, a mensch, doing big stuff. Give me some lomdis. Even better. Where's our Sephardi guy over here? Right? Oh, I know it already. Now it's time for some
rice.
Kabbalah. Let's do, right? That would be a top, you know, a top seller. Right? Right, you know, the Zohar's perish on the Haggadah. Right? I'm going to learn, it's a likud of different Zohar's for each step of the Haggadah. So now, I'll learn the Haggadah of Kabbalah. Maybe that's what I should do. Zot Rebel Yelapian, that's what the Baal Haggadah is coming to tell you. Don't think you should be learning Lumdis tonight. Don't think you should be learning Kabbalah tonight. You know what tonight is? Beautiful vort in Musar. Tonight's a Musar Seder. In Achanami, you know the Haggadah. But Nachamo. Musar Bespilos. Musar Seder. Yeah. Let's go over the Haggadah again. If you want to get the Haggadah into your Kishkas, then tonight that's what you're supposed to be doing. Ooh, but I could learn Lamdis. I could learn Kabbalah. That would be the wrong thing. Of course. At the proper time, of course you should learn Lumdis. Of course you can learn Kabbalah. No one's going to say those are bad things. But relative to what you're doing right now, it's wrong. And don't go with your Havamina, the Baal Haggadah says, and just learn that. So I think this Yisod of Matisyahu is not just Yisod Lagabi the Haggadah. It's Yisod so essential in our Limud HaTorah. Many times we have a Havamina. You know what? Now I'm up to something else. You know, I've conquered, you know, simple bekiyas, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. I'm ready. Let's do Gemara Rashi Tosfos every Marsha. It's not a good thing. It's a great thing to learn Marshas. So why can't I learn Gemara Rashi Tosfos and Marsha for bekiyas? Maybe not in the Madrigal yet. Oh, come on. Why not? But why can't I learn this? No. A person can make mistakes when it comes to what they're learning. That, what Elia Lapian says, is the lesson of the Haggadah. So thus, I would like to, with that, to come and explain what should my Bein HaZmanim goals be for this coming Ben Azmanim. So really the first step, first Eitzah, very, very Pashat, is these last couple days while you're still in yeshiva. You know what you should do? Guys are already feeling Ben Azmanim. Like I told me last week, Rabbi, I'm feeling Ben Azmanim. Great. I need you to have that feeling right now. You know why? Because I want you to start planning. What are you going to learn, Ben Azmanim? Now is the time to plan. And really the best thing to plan is hechrechen, is to figure out what a hechrech means. If I set up a chavrusa, if I set up a program I'm committing to do, then in a certain sense I'm locked in to do that over Ben Azmanim. A hechrech is so important. Make up now for the guys who are zocha to be here in South Florida. Make up a chavrusa. Learn with the guy. Hey, well, let's make a short seder. Whatever it is. I'm coming to davening. You're coming to davening anyway. After davening, let's learn for a little bit. I'm going to be going home. Okay, find somebody in your town, in your shtetl. Muncie's a shtetl. Find someone in your shtetl. Happens to be, I know some people, family members, they're chavrusas. Wherever you go, you have a chavrusa with you. It's amazing. Right? Some people could have the schus, they could learn with a parent. Great. But if you don't have a father to learn with, you don't have a brother to learn with, find somebody to make a chavrusa with. 100%. Doesn't have to be long, but something somewhat consistent, someone to have a chavrusa with. Or sign up for a program. Okay, each day I have to do one of these things. But here's the second step, and this is the main thing I'm coming to emphasize over here. I know this is being recorded, but I'll say it gently. There are differences between our yeshiva and some other yeshivas out there, and the wonderful yeshiva shavuot. There is a difference. Just this week, I was having a conversation with somebody, Chashav Yid, and he was remarking, he heard from a certain Adam Gadol. You know, a lot of times people, guys in yeshiva, feel down and feel, oh, what am I accomplishing? What am I doing? So really, the correct response, we would say, is, oh, you should talk to a Rebbe, and the Rebbe should help him get chizuk and figure out what to do, and maybe he's doing things, you know, that could be helped and tinkered with a little bit, maybe switching chavrusa, maybe changing the goals, different things. But this chashuv person was saying over from one of his rebbeim that he heard, said, you know, every person has to have their like chilek in learning. And you should be like, you know, they feel special about. So, okay, this guy feels special because Baruch Hashem, he's steiging in share and he's very good at the kiyas. You know, but you got to find something. So the guy said, you know, this rebbe said, when I was young, I decided my thing, I'm going to become the bucking gruz. I'm going to know, anyone who has any questions, but I'm going to go through all the gruz. Kol Torah Kula, I'm going to know all the gruz. Lamaisa, there's really a broader idea in that. There's a chazal, there's a gemara, it says, Einam lomed alamash libel chafetz. I've talked about this concept before. It's a very, very misunderstood concept. Some people take that concept to mean, you know what learning is? Whatever you like to do. You know, some people are into Ian and Gemara. But other people, you could do Bikias, get more radical. Some people into Gemara, but you know what? Mishnah Libel Chafetz, I know a guy, he mamash learns, you know, in Kolo. He's into Mishnayos. He learns Mishnayos. Well, guy, I'm going to be the world's Bucky and Nach. I'm talking about in not just a little side thing, but like an Iker focus of his life. We people have that idea. Ain't alone, mashli b'chafetz. Chazal say that. What we were taught in yeshiva, or yeshiva held, that's not true. But forget it. There are certain staples that everybody needs. You come to yeshiva to learn how to learn. Emeimela, okay. The yeshiva has siddurim. You do halacha at this point in time. You do Iyun this point in time, you spend X amount of time in the sugya, then you do Bekiyas, and we'll tell you, yeshiva will have standards of what you do in Bekiyas, even what Perek in Bekiyas, this and that, all different things. Because yeshiva has standards. The yeshiva is trying to guide a person. Mashal ibo chafetz, but I want to do different. So we say in general that something, you have to be a little dangerous. That you have to know how to deal with that situation. Look, in Iyun, you might, within a shir, within a sugya, there still is room of where to focus. But end of the day, yeah, in morning seder, you got to focus on Iyun. In the Kiyas Seder, you got to do X amount quota, X amount this. There are standards. And that's all part of a chinuch of a yeshiva. So where does this chazal fit in a lomi the mashali b'chafetz? Ben Azmanim. In a certain sense, we need to learn mashali b'chafetz more Ben Azmanim if you're in a yeshiva where they constrain what you could do during the Zman. If the yeshiva, you know, says, okay, you got to do Mishnah Berurah Seder now. You got to do an Iyun Sugya, and you can't say, I'm sick of this Sugya. Forget it. Let's go Vayter and Bekiyas. No. The yeshiva has cheshbonos of what the best thing is for your growth, and you should spend, you know, a week on a Bilpul share. You should spend this and that. When you're confined, it's a person needs, quote unquote, the harchavas adas to break out, to do something different. Bein Azmanim is a perfect time to do something different. Okay? Avada, a person could chazer, a person could do any of these wonderful programs. But you know what? Ask yourself, what have you been dying to learn? There might be some guys here who feel, I want to do Haggadah. Great. Bein Azmanim. Knock yourself out. Sit for 2 hours doing Haggadah a day. But that's going to hurt my Iyun, and it'd be better if I did Iyun over Ben Azmanim, because Iyun's the Iker. Buddy, it's Ben Azmanim. Do whatever you want. Whatever, you know, look, you know, Chavetz Chaim guys love to hawk theoretical questions. But isn't Iyun the most important thing? Yes, Iyun is the most important thing. But you know, you get sick of it at a certain point. Just like you get sick of it in the Sugya sometimes. So you know what? If you feel you need a break, so don't do Iyun. Spend a lot of time being as mom doing Chazara, doing Bekiyas. You could go Vayter and Bekiyas. Mashal ibo chafetz. All these things. What would be the not the right thing is just to succumb, you know, oh, they're having this thing, so I dafka have to do that. Now let's, well, Chazara is, there's no question about it. Chazara is very important. And a person should do it. But if it's so painstaking for you to sit there every day in the chazar or blot gemara to get your $10, please, I beg you, don't do it over Bein Azmanim. You want your Bein Azmanim, you want to accomplish, true. But it should be mashal ibo chafetz, what you want to do. Pick something you want to do. Pick something you wish you had time to do this another time. Oh, I want to do a different mesechta, not Baba Kama? Great. Ben Azmanim. Why not? Mashal ibo chafetz, I think, will help a person. Because the more you're driven, you're doing something you want to do, the more drive you'll have to it. Okay, during this Zman, that's the period of growth which you need to grow by doing certain things. I'll tell you an interesting personal story. My Ben Azmanim was when I was a Bacher. Originally, what I used to do was a lot of Bekiyas. Bekiyas Chazara, Bekiyas Vayter. And I wouldn't really do any Iyun. My early years post high school. To the extent, I used to learn Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin, in my day, was where all the Bnei Torah in Brooklyn, Flatbush, would come. There was one Beis Medrash open all day. So everyone would come to Chaim Berlin. It was a shmaka place. All the guys come back from Eretz Yisrael, all the other people. It was a whole matzav there. So I used to learn Chaim Berlin every day. And I did this for mamish years. Just straight all my Bacher years. I was in Berlin a lot. I used to see what people would learn. 9.9 out of 10 people would always be learning Bekias. That's what people enjoyed. That's what I wanted to do. No one was doing Ian. I was like, what? You're doing Ian? He does Ian. Everybody learned Bekias. Mamish, I could be Mayid. I saw this day in and day out for close to a decade. Everybody learns. Poor me, after I went to Reb David Harris this year, and the Rosh Hashiva. And I remember it was such a tough share. It was a lot of adjusting. It was so different than the Rebbe Luban share. And it was not enjoyable. It was not easy. Enjoyable is a harsh word. But it was not easy. But I realized the beginning actually of Pesach Ben Azmanim. It was Pesach Ben Azmanim of my first year in Rabbi Harris's share. That I realized what he taught me was awesome Ian skills of setting up an assembly line of a whole sugya. I realized at that point that I was able to start learning sugyas be'in by myself. I really myself made up with a chavrusa. I figured, hey, a chafetz chayim, now how many masechtos I'm going to go through? Remember I made a cheshbon, if I learn in the summer in Sukkot Ben Azmanim, the 1 month I had off in the summer, and the two or three weeks we had off for Sukkot, I can knock off the whole Masechta Sukkah. So I made up a chavrus of mine, he was not a chavetz chayim. Okay, we're going to learn Sukkot together in the summer, and Sukkot, and this way we'll knock off the whole Masechta. Figured I have to chop up, you know, I'm in chavetz chayim right now, and you know they don't do so many Masechta, so... I'll show the whole plan. I'm going to go with him every Ben Azmanim. That Pesach Ben Azmanim changed my life. Because at that point, I developed Mashalibo Chafetz. I did Chazar every day of Masechta I was learning. But I decided I had no time to do Bekias of some other Masechta. Because I enjoyed so much more doing it. Now, the one nutcase, together with, I picked the Chavrusa, that Mashalibo Chafetz, I did Ian. Every Ben Azman. Not much from that year on. I remember I told the story of Rabbi Harris. He was very excited. But that's one example. Mashlibo Chafetz. Now, during this man, I'm working on Rabbi Harris this year. Ben Azmanim, okay, I try to set up a sugya all by myself. See what happens. I did it for years. Mashlibo Chafetz. It doesn't have to be Ian. It could be Bekias. It could be Chazara, it could be Nach, it could be Halacha. Find an area that you want to learn and do it Ben Azmanim. You want to do Shal Shetshuvas Poskim, Igros Moshes, great. Some people might want to do Ian. Okay, we'll figure out how to do that too. Whatever it is. But the Yisod of Ben Azmanim is to make Hechreichim, to figure out ways that you stick yourself in a situation, you're going to succeed. Make a chavrusa, sign up for a program. The problem is not necessarily all these programs custom made for you. So that's my little warning. Make sure the program before you sign up is ma'achu vaso ba'olamo. What you should do for yourself. Everyone knows their own personal likes and desires. And Ben Azmanim is about finding what you want to learn. And Be'ez Hashem, this way you can come back to the next man to sit back and work on the Torah in yeshiva and keep the Sidrei HaYeshiva. And that way, Be'ez Hashem, will steig weiter and weiter to become wonderful, great Talmidei Chacham.